This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
News Radio 1070, WINA, this is Charlottesville Right Now. Michael Bisseglia here in studio. Coy Barefoot will be back with us in about 15 minutes or so in the studio. I want to say congratulations to Chris, who knew the answer to our little TV theme song guest there. It was Texas Walker Ranger. And, of course, Chuck Norris, the star of that program. Chris, I will let you know, Leon took your information, so we will find out if you are qualified for any prizes or if you're just going to get some chocolates from me, some M&M's, peanut M&M's, which are always good. I can't complain. Maybe some Hershey. We'll figure it out. And I said the TV theme so wrong. Walker, Texas Ranger. Thank you, Leon. As I said before, it was not a show that I watched. I only got it from Leon, so we appreciate it. Joining us in studio now is John Nafsinger. He's from the United Way, Vice President of Community Initiatives. John, thank you so much for coming
in this afternoon. It's great to be here, Michael. Glad to be with you.
And I know you'll be talking about, let's just get right into it, about some earned income tax. And I have to be honest, I'm not as familiar as I'd like to be or don't know as much. Just for anybody listening, spell it out, make it basic. What is the earned income tax?
Well, we have a coalition of community groups working on earned income tax credit, which is a federal tax credit available for working lower income working people in our community, and it's actually available across the country. Estimates are that as many as 20% of the people that could get this credit back don't apply for it. And so if you're working and you think you might be eligible, we want people to know about it and take advantage of it, really so they can it's a little easier for them to pay their bills, especially in this tough economic time, and support their families.
Before we get into how people would be eligible or if they know or they don't know, because I'm sure there are a lot of people out there that just aren't aware if they are, tell everybody what you do with the United Way.
All right. I'm Vice President for Community Initiatives and work in a lot of partnerships in the community, as well as help run the programs that we have in-house at United Way that help with school readiness, our Smart Beginnings Initiative, childcare scholarships, information referral, and we have a prescription assistance program. So we have a lot of different things going on.
So how would somebody know if they can get apply or the earned income tax, or they know, because I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that maybe are just unaware.
Well, there's an easy way to find out, a couple ways actually. They can call the United Way at 972-1701, and we should be able to give them a sense whether or not they may be eligible. We actually, in addition to the credit, through the partnerships we have, there is free tax preparation assistance available in the community. So if you're making under about $40,000 a year and want help with your taxes, you can get that done for free. And again, in this year particularly, even saving a couple $100 having your taxes done may help. And then we can help you make sure that you're getting all the credits that you might be eligible for.
Are there differences for someone that, say, like myself, might be single, is not married, or someone that is married with a couple of kids, and the differences there?
Yeah, the eligibility for the credit depends on how big your family is and whether or not you're married and all those kind of things. But just for example, a single person with a couple of kids could be making as much as $38,000 a year and be eligible for it. And it is, you know, we have seen just locally in the first month of this tax season, those folks that have been eligible have been getting about $1,600 each back. So it's a significant amount of money. And again, for people particularly that are behind on their bills or struggling to make ends meet, that it could make a real difference.
John Nafsinger from the United Way. We're talking about earned income tax. Do you talk to people or find people on the street or people that come to you and just are surprised with some of the benefits here?
We certainly do. Again, we've been working real hard this year, particularly to get the word out. We have a staff person, an AmeriCorps volunteer at United Way that's been doing a lot of outreach and publicity, and some of our other partners, UVA Community Credit Union in particular, has been working hard as part of our coalition to get the word out about it this year. So, and we have a couple of new tax sites, both at the United Way and at the University of Virginia. So what's available in the community has really expanded. expanded this year. And it seems like people are hearing about it. But again, for those who haven't had their taxes done yet, it's a great opportunity.
And just say it out loud for people, the information where they can contact you.
The number, again, they can call United Way at 972-1701, or they can visit the United Way website at unitedwaytja.org.
Have you found with the economy the way it is that more people have been in touch and starting to become
aware?
Yeah,
I think so. We've already, you know, as I said, we've added a couple of sites this year, but as a group, we've already done more tax returns than all of last tax season in the first month. And for the people that we've been able to help, we're at over $250,000 that's come back into the community through the earned income tax credit. So, and I think that response is due to people trying to get a hold of every dollar they can to pay their bills.
How much fun is tax season for you right about now?
Well, you know, it's been exciting to be able to offer the service and see the response. Again, we are a community organization, a community service, and being able to offer something very concrete that we know helps people out, and you know, rather than telling people where to find the food bank or how to get help paying their utilities, if we can tell them, you know, you've been working, you've earned this money, you can get it back. That's a much better answer to give. So that's really what we're trying to do.
John Nafsinger from the United Way. Just tell everybody one more time and about the earned income tax and the relationship that the United Way has had with this, and just to sum it up for everybody listening.
Well,
if they need
well to sum it up, we have a bunch of community sites where people can get their taxes done. If you're an employer who has people working for you that might be eligible for this, we'd love to talk to you as well and can get you information to share with your employees. And it's as simple as calling our line at 972-1701. We can tell you whether or not you're eligible and set up an appointment at one of the sites, whatever's going to work best for you.
So for eligibility, you guys just and for how does that work exactly? Just filling out forms and trying.
Yeah,
to
typically somebody comes in, they need to bring their W-2s, their pay information, and some other documents that we'll let you know if when you call and set up the appointment. And normally it takes a half hour, maybe 45 minutes to do the return and sign off. It gets filed electronically online, and the. Your return can get sent back to your bank account within about a week. So it's a pretty easy process.
Yeah, it definitely does sound easy. Is it sometimes people just aren't aware or know that how simple a process this is?
Right. I think, again, the availability, our number of sites has been increasing, and our ability to help people has been increasing. So we're letting more people know and have been able to handle the requests. We've got obviously another month and a half or so to go, so you know, we encourage people to call and take advantage of it.
How important is it for people to say get on there and do it in the next couple of weeks before a month and a half, when I'm sure you get a lot busier?
Yeah, it gets busier at the end of the when we get into April, so this is certainly a good time to do it, but we'll try to help everybody we can right up to the tax filing deadline.
John Nafsinger from the United Way, thank you so much.
That's great to be here, Michael. Thank you.
All right, this is Charlottesville Right Now. We're going to take a quick break for local news. When we come back, Coy Barefoot will be in the house, in the seat. It's 4:29.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.